Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara and delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Well, unfortunately, Auntie Grace Abraham not joining me today. She's flat in bed with flu. She got bronchitis. May Allah grant her complete shifa and shifa to all those who are sick and ill as well. I know many are down with the flu, and may Allah make it easy for them. Well, nevertheless, let's look forward to in today's program. We're going to commence with the health segment. And I thought of sharing some health benefits of rooibos tea. I know there are many health benefits of rooibos tea. Then we move on into the homemaking and cooking segment. Today my guest will be Sister Fatima Wadi. And Sister Fatima is a blogger, a food stylist, and she also has some lovely recipes for teens. And I say lovely recipes for teens. Today we're talking about, you know, school holidays prove perfect time to teach children to cook and bake and eat well. So, you know, sometimes the children get a bit bored, like those young ladies, those young men in the kitchen, they get a bit bored. So, you know, why don't we invite them into the kitchen, let them make their own sandwiches, let them make up some pizza, some milkshakes and things like that. So we will be telling you more about, you know, teaching a teen how to cook, and also the kitchen offers teens life lessons, and cooking is a grown-up survival skill as well. It also instills self-confidence. We're also going to be sharing with you some teen cooking safety tips, and Sister Fatima will be joining me for that segment as well. And she's also going to be sharing with us some lovely recipes. She's going to be sharing with us a Cool Aid Play-Doh recipe, you know, for those youngsters, for toddlers out there, and they can even make up their own Play-Doh and make things with it. Then she's also going to be sharing with us an easy pizza recipe and open sandwiches. And these recipes are ideal for teens to prepare on their own and enjoy it. So let's look forward to in today's program. Let's begin with the health benefits of rooibos tea. Now, the health benefits of rooibos tea are certainly abundant. This form of tea has been popular due to its great taste and unique color, while also boosting the health of the body. Rooibos tea or red tea is a medicinal herbal beverage that is acquired from the bush plant that is found in South Africa. Now, we get different types of rooibos tea, but also, you know, you need to get one that suits you, that to your liking as well, and also the one that's best for your health as well. So you can speak to your alternative therapist for the type of rooibos tea you need to take. Then it's also lots and lots of health benefits. It used as a cure for nagging headaches, insomnia, asthma, eczema, bone weakness, hypertension, allergies, and premature aging as well. And it's just a nice cup of tea, you know, not only for any ailments, but it's just too a nice cup of tea you can enjoy. And what's nice about it, it doesn't have no caffeine. My apologies. It's also good for hypertension, bone health, cardiovascular health, infant health, and it's also very, very good for diabetics, good for skin, kidney stones, allergies as well. So that's for the rooibos tea. Stay tuned. Let's now go on to cross over to Fatima Wadi, who is my guest online, and she's from Binoni, if I'm not mistaken. Assalamu alaikum, Fatima. How are you, and welcome to Radio Islam.
Walaikum salam. How are you, Sister Amara? Jazakallah for having me.
Always a pleasure, Sister Fatima. And first time on E, and I guess you're quite nervous, but don't
I'm feeling nervous.
Don't stress, dear. We'll make you feel so comfortable.
Jazakallah.
Okay, Fatima, can you tell us about yourself and your blog called Chatter Foodie?
Okay, I'm a small town girl. I come from a little farm town called Driha. And I'm a wife and a mommy of two little boys. My one son is 3 years old. The other one is a 1 year old. And my husband is very relaxed when it comes to my cooking. So he allows me to experiment with my food and try new things. So that's why I think maybe my blog is very versatile. Like, tried all different types of cooking, like olden style cooking and new style cooking, everything in between.
Yes, I've seen that, and I think you've got some lovely recipes on your blog as well. Some easy, some traditional type, yes. So a real variety about it. Now, Fatima, how did the name Chattafoodi come about?
Okay, the name Chattafoodi started when I wanted to start a blog, because when I was living in Nigeria, my husband was working there. I needed to find a hobby because he kept telling me what his work all the time. And then I needed to find something to keep myself busy, and I only had one child at the time. So he told me to take up a hobby in something that I like doing, and I enjoy writing a lot. So I decided to put my love for food and my love for writing together and started off a blog. And the name started, I was thinking with my little sister of a name, and I couldn't think of anything. And the only thing I thought of was, I'm a very talkative person. When you see me, I talk a lot. So I said, I'm a chatterbox, and I love food. So I put the two together and called myself Chatterfoodie.
Well, a very unique name indeed. Now, exactly. Fatima, I notice each recipe has a little write-up and a story behind it. Tell us more.
Okay, I write a lot of stories in the posts that I do, because I feel like it adds a little bit of my personality in the whole thing. But it's mostly when I'm thinking, like while I'm writing the blog post, whatever I'm thinking at that exact moment I write. Or sometimes while I'm cooking that certain food, is what I was doing or thinking about, and I write all about that. So it's just a little bit of my personality added to the whole thing.
But it's actually a really great idea, you know. And also, you know, Fatima, how would you describe your blogging style?
My blogging style is very, informal. It's more like fun, and I just write as I go along. So just as I think of things, I just write. And not very formal, and I don't follow a particular order. So I just do as I go on.
Right. Then also, you know, in your blogging journey, have you met anyone interesting?
I mostly met local bloggers. Mm-hmm. I would really love to meet international and local chefs, because they inspire me quite a bit. But I feel like the most important or interesting people that us women or housewives could meet is our grandmothers and our mothers, because those are the people that instill our foundation in cooking. They teach us everything. So today, my mommy and my mother-in-law, they inspire most of my cooking, and I learned a lot from them. So I think those are the most interesting people we could meet.
Absolutely, yes. I certainly agree with you. Now, you're also a food stylist. What exactly is a food stylist?
Okay, I'm an aspiring food stylist. I'm not a professional. I really wish I could be a professional one day, inshallah.
Ameen.
But it's the art of arranging food in a fresh and a beautiful presented way on a plate.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes at certain events, or even when mostly, it's, I think, for people to take photos and post it on social media. So then you just present it in a very beautiful way so that it looks good to the eye.
Okay, and this just comes from on your own. I guess you must be creative in that way as well.
Gee, I try to be as creative as I can and come up with my own things. Sometimes it's a bit difficult, but we try our best too.
Okay, that's lovely. You know, you mentioned living in Nigeria. You know, how long did you stay in Nigeria?
I stayed for about 1.5 years. My husband stayed about 3 years.
All right.
Gee, I went after I had my first son.
Mm-hmm.
So once he was 10 months old and he took his yellow fever injections, then we went over and we stayed over there for about 1.5 years. And I honestly wouldn't change my experience for anything in the world. It's the most lovely experience I had. And you learn a lot when you live overseas, especially in a country where they're not as developed as our country. So you learn, you learn more about the person that you are. And you learn to make sugar for what you have.
Absolutely. What about their foods? What type of foods do they actually have in Nigeria?
They eat a lot of traditional foods. It's similar to the African food that they eat here in our country. But the main food that they eat a lot is rice. They love their rice.
Yes.
And they have one dish. It's called jollofi rice.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost the same as our akni. Very similar.
But very bland, I suppose.
No, actually they eat very, very spicy food. They eat much more spicy food than what we eat.
Really?
Gee. They say they don't add chilies. They say they add red pepper.
Ooh, and that must be really strong.
Gee, they add a lot of strong food. And they don't really cook with normal sunflower oil. They cook with coconut oil.
All right, it's quite healthy, yes.
Mm-hmm. Coconut oil or palm oil, it depends on the two, but those are the two oils that they cook with because they say that it's more tastier and it's much more healthier.
Okay, how did you adapt to their style of eating and our own South African style of eating?
I never really ate much of the food there. It was just when I went for my husband's work functions that I tried out a few different things. But I was mostly, I had my own kitchen, so I cooked mostly our own traditional food. And alhamdulillah, I found a lot of the Indian foods there as well. There is a lot of Indian people, so I could get hold of a lot of Indian groceries there.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Well, Fatima, what recipes can we look forward to today? I mean, we're doing that cooking with teen segment, and you've got very easy recipes on your blog as well, but you're so willing to come on and share some lovely recipes with the listeners out there and to the young teens listening to the program today. So what recipes can we look forward to after the break?
Okay, I'm going to share the Kool-Aid Play-Doh recipe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very easy Play-Doh recipe, and the next one I'm going to share is the easy pizza. It's very, very easy. Anybody can make it. And it's actually easy not only for teens. It's easy for those women that are working and need to whip up something quickly. It's easy for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I'm going to share is the open sandwiches.
Okay, lovely. So lovely, easy recipes. So all those teens out there listen to the program, mummies out there as well, get your pens and papers ready to jot down the recipes after the break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. And let's welcome my guest back online. Assalamu alaikum, Fatima, and welcome back.
Walaikum salam, Sister Amara, Jazakallah.
Ameen. Well, I really enjoyed the recipes that you shared earlier on, very easy, simple recipes. We shared the Kool-Aid Play-Doh recipe, the easy pizza recipe, and the open sandwiches. And all the recipes are on our website. Go to radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to the internet, you can call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022. Well, the question we're asking to the teens out there today is, have you cooked up a storm in mum's kitchen? Tell us, what did you make, cook, what did you actually cook or bake? You can call in, our lines are open, 011-854-1548. We just want to know what you made. And inshallah, maybe next week or the week after, we will be opening the lines and you can share with us a recipe or two. Just tell us what you cooked and what you baked on your own. So we'd love to hear from the teens out there. Our lines are open, 011-854-1548. You can SMS or WhatsApp me also on 082-565-8648. Well, certainly, I think Fatima, school holidays prove perfect time to teach children to cook and eat well. And what I feel is that preparing food together is a terrific relationship building activity. You spend a lot of time in the kitchen anyway, and if you can work your teens into it somehow, it's more time you can get to spend with them as well. And teen boys, they love food, they have good appetite, so why not get them in the kitchen, let them make up the pizzas, the open sandwiches, nachos. They can even bake cupcakes, and the girls as well. What do you say to that, Fatima?
It's very good for them to learn the things, the skills, so that at least they know what they're doing in the kitchen instead of not knowing anything at all. It's a good skill for them to learn, and they get to bond with mommy because during school, I'm sure they're too busy with exams and work, and they don't get their time, so it's a perfect time for them to spend some time with their mommy and to make different things in the kitchen. And you use the life skills through your whole life. You need it all the time. It's not only kitchen life skills. It's like it teaches you a lot of patience and a lot of other things.
Absolutely. Fatima, stay on the line. We've got our first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Apa Amara, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, sister?
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you for calling in, sister.
I'm just calling you. I'm not calling for that thing. I just want a recipe from you. If you or Fatima can give me a recipe for sole fish, how to make sole fish.
Sole fish. Okay.
Please.
Fatima, do you have a recipe for sole fish? Okay, Fatima. Sister, maybe towards the end of the program, we will share
it in
sole fish.
I want to make sole fish, so
okay.
I just want to know how to make it.
And then just leave your number with the engineer.
Okay.
And then I can maybe just WhatsApp you a lovely sole fish recipe.
Okay,
well.
No problem. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Well, this is looking for a swordfish recipe. Maybe towards the end of the program, we will be sharing one. Yes?
I actually tried out the fish recipe that you shared last week.
Okay.
The ocean basket one, it was really, really divine. I enjoyed it quite a lot, and my husband and kids also enjoyed it.
Oh, jazakallah for that, and that's, I think that jazakallah goes to Auntie Kali Chai Prime. Can you use the same recipe for a soul?
I do have a very simple recipe, but I'll share it with you at the end of the show, and then you can WhatsApp it to the auntie.
Okay, jazakallah. Now, and I'm sure she will be listening to the program towards the end of the show as well, yes. So let's go back into cooking with teens as well. And I think the kitchen offers teens life lessons as well. Like you said, you know, it's cooking is a grown-up survival skill as well. So, you know, what would you say, what are some of the safety tips, you know, in the kitchen when you're cooking with teens? What safety tips should we actually share with them, you know?
I think they should make sure that they should always have grown-ups with them. So even if the grown-up is not in the kitchen with them, just so that they know that if they ever get stuck, because mostly, like, you know, with hot things and sharp objects with the oven and that, it's a bit difficult for them to handle it if they're still getting used to the kitchen. And, I think that, like, in oil and things like that, they need to be careful with all things like that. And, that's basically the safety tip. They shouldn't be scared to try new things in the kitchen. It's very easy once you get to know the things and know your ingredients. They should really know the ingredients to understand what everything is and the type of taste. If they don't know how it tastes, they should actually taste it themselves and they know how it goes with the certain things.
And I think it's also important, you know, Fatima and the listeners out there, that if teens want to make up, for instance, maybe like open sandwiches, you need to look at your ingredients, you know. Do I have these ingredients, you know? If you don't have it, go shopping with mommy. And in that way also, you go to the supermarket shelves and you go and look, you go and buy the stuff, you know. You go put it into your trolley, pay for it as well. It also teaches them on how to be frugal as well as how to spend. And also how to save as well, you know?
And also how to plan ahead.
Plan ahead, absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you know, in this way it also, I think cooking also instills self-confidence, you know? Not only will your teens be able to help with the meal prep in your household, but they'll eventually be able to cook for themselves and their own families when they grow up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a mother will always have the satisfaction of knowing that they won't starve and they won't be living on takeout. You know, all the time, you know, because sometimes mothers are forced to go and work, and teens come back and they actually just go and buy a burger or order a pizza, and even the holidays, moms are going to work, and you find some kids will make something, some children won't, they'll be at home, they'll order a pizza or a burger or go out and eat with friends. So in this way, you know, they can make up their own meals, healthy meals, and stay healthy as well.
And it starts with something simple, like something making even a toasted cheese and tomato, and then even just trying to make 2 minute noodles. It's a start. At least they're trying something, so it's a good thing for them to know how to do things in the kitchen.
Yes, and you know, we spoke about safety tips as well. You know, be diligent in hand washing. Avoid cross contamination. Teach them what is cross contamination as well, and then also knife handling skills. Be careful how to use a sharp knife as well for the stove, whether using oil, gas stove, electric stove. So I think the safety tips also comes in before you actually start teaching them to cook as well. And I think also Fatima, what about the appliances? Teach them what different gadgets are there, what is it used for as well.
They need to know exactly how to do, like, roasting and braising, pan frying, steaming and baking. They need to know how to do all these things. And it comes with time because they can't learn everything offhand. So mommy needs to teach them first how to do all these things and then they can learn.
Okay.
But it happens in due time. So they need to at least engage in helping mommy in the kitchen. Even sometimes after madrasa, you come in the kitchen and help mommy just to warm the food. And to do things like that, it's a good thing. At least they're learning a little bit skills in the kitchen.
Yes, and I think that's quite interesting, yes. And in that way also, like sometimes they actually have this like chefs, you know, actually call like a mini chef. And these ladies actually give chef classes to certain of certain ages and during the school holidays, and we can send them for those cooking lessons as well.
Like these little junior chefs.
Yes.
It's very cute. My son actually enjoys cooking a lot because I think he only sees mommy in the kitchen all the time. So he feels like he needs to help me to cook.
And how old is he, Fatima?
He's 3 years old, but he has such a love for cooking, and he really wants to do everything with me, but I'm a bit scared still because he's still a bit young. But he tries. He helps me to bake biscuits and cupcakes and everything. He really enjoys it. It's a good bonding experience between me and him when we're in the kitchen together. And now I see my little one, the one-year-old one, he also wants to do everything with mommy. They bring their little chairs, climb up, and try to reach up on the tabletop to help me.
Okay, that is so cute indeed, yes. So our lines are open, and to the teens out there, if you cooked up a storm in mom's kitchen, tell us what made you cook. What type of cooking did you do? What type of baking did you do? Did you make cupcakes on your own, or a sandwich on your own, or a burger? You know, burgers are also so simple to make, yes. And our lines are open, 011-854-1548. You can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648. And, you know, I think also it's good to teach them the importance of food safety as well. Like we said, hand washing, surface cleanliness and sanitation. Then teach them how to use the kitchen tools. You need to teach them also how to read a recipe. I think that's quite important, Fatima. What would you say to that?
Gee, that's the most important thing, is to read the recipe. They need to know exactly how to measure the things, and that's why they need the mommy there in the first few times to explain to them things, because some kids don't understand really. You know, like shorthand, we write tab and stuff. They don't know what that means, so they need a grown-up to explain to them all certain things in the recipes. And it's very important to follow the recipe, because if you don't follow the recipe, your food won't turn out the right way. So in the beginning, it's very important until you know exactly how to alter it according to your taste buds.
Okay. Then also, you know, have them gather supplies together prior to starting a recipe as well. Like we said earlier, get all your ingredients out. If you don't have, go shopping with mommy, go and buy the stuff, and at least you know you've got that as well. And then also, you know, let them pick the foods. Let them pick the recipes that they want to make, and you assist them with it as well.
Yeah. It's very important for them to choose what they want and not to enforce them into doing things that they don't want to do. So it feels like it's something that they enjoy instead of forcing them to do it.
Right. And, all right, Fatima, Jazakallah for joining us. But before you love and leave us, please share with us your soul recipe.
Okay, the soul recipe is very simple. It's you have your cut washed soles. I normally buy the baby soles when I make this recipe. And I make a little bit of a rub with olive oil and salt, pepper, green chili. Or you can use green masala if you choose to. It depends on your choice. And I add quite a bit of garlic because I like garlic in my food. And some butter. You make your rub nicely and lemon juice. You make your rub and then you rub it onto your soles. You leave it to rest for a few minutes just so all the flavors go in nicely. And then you can if you want to bake it in the oven if you're a bit scared to pan fry, because usually when you pan frying it starts to break slightly. So you can bake it in the oven, but I normally pan fry it in a pan with a little bit of butter, sometimes olive oil, and that's about it. You can make a white sauce if you wanted to put on top of it, and you can add like pepper sauce inside there, or garlic sauce, whatever is your choice you can add inside there. So that's one of the best soul recipes that I can vouch for it. It turns out very nice, and it's lovely to eat with a salad or chips, or it's a very nice recipe.
Crumb soles. How would you go about, crumbing a sole?
If you want to crumb it, you can normally, they think you must use the panko crumbs because that's the most lovely crumbs to use. So, and if you can't get hold of panko crumbs, you can just dry your bread out in the oven and then just mix it in the food processor so that it crumbs a bit fine. And you can add some coriander inside there, kotmir, and paprika, salt, sanajiru, arad inside there, and you can just take that same mixture of the salt that I told you. You just cup it in some olive oil and crumb the whole mixture. And I think for that one, it's best to bake it because the crumbs might fall out while you're frying it. So that's another option for the crumbing.
Okay, so Jazakallah for sharing that recipe as well. And Fatima, Jazakallah for coming on air, sharing with us your blog as well, and the lovely recipes, and lots and lots of information on cooking with teens as well.
Okay, Jazakallah to Samara so much for having me. I really enjoyed myself.
Just remind the listeners of your blog address and your Instagram account address as well.
Okay, my Instagram account is Fatima_Wadi. And my blog address is chatterfoodie@wordpress.com.
Okay, lovely. Fatima, Jazakallah once again, and you enjoy the rest of the day. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam.
Well, that was Sister Fatima Wadi, a food blogger, a food stylist. She is, and her food blog address is chatterfoodie as well. And you can even follow her on Instagram. That's Fatima_Wadi. And she's got some lovely, simple, easy recipes as well for your teens. Well, before we actually sign off today, I thought I'd just share with you some teen cooking ideas. Now, it's also good to plan a holiday meal together, do all the shopping, prep work, and actual cooking as a team. Then you can also go and have a meal together, experiment with different cuisines, then research the recipes or meals you've enjoyed and recreate them at home. That's also a good idea. Then give them the kitchen. All the teens can take the responsibility of preparing one or more meals per week. Have them create shopping lists for the meals they create. And last but not least, remember, keep your sense of humor and enjoy the process. The act of cooking with your teen should be fun and low-key. If you keep the pressure down and lighten up, you'll be making memories to savor along with great meals. So this way we'll leave it for today, inshallah. Back with you next week. And next week we're going to be actually starting with our Hajj segment. And so you can look forward to that as well. The health Hajj segment as well as the Hajj segment that, you know, things you need to take with you and must-haves and essential items and not-so-must-haves, and you can certainly interact with us on that as well. And from me, Amara, and my engineer, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.